Hi, it's Mark here. Today is the 12th of April, and as it so happens, it is the very day of my birthday. So happy birthday to me. And it's made me think of doing a diversion on birth certificates. I've also been thinking of Stan and Heather over in the States and how to travel to that foreign nation or foreign kingdom, they needed to make sure they had a passport to allow them to travel there. So I've also been thinking about passports. Now, if you think of your birth certificate, it would normally have your name on it, and it would show on there who your father is and who your mother is. So if you can just picture that in your mind. But we know as Christians, we also have another birth that we need to be aware of. It says in John chapter 1, "Yet to all who did receive him, Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God." So if you have received Jesus and believed in his name and his finished work on the cross, that he is the Messiah, the Son of God, come to save us, then you are born of God and have the right to become a child of God. It also says a bit later in John chapter 3, when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, a Pharisee, he said to him, "No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." And we're quite familiar with that term, born again, but he could have said it, "No one can see the kingdom of God unless they have been born a second time." And later on he said, "No one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again." So I just want you to imagine, if you will, a second birth certificate that has your name on it. And at the top, it says, "Born of God, child of God, born of water and the Spirit." And the Bible teaches us that the born of water part speaks about God saying, "I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols." And we know that it is the blood of Jesus, his son, that purifies us from all sin. So water represents the cleansing of impurities and idols. And then born of the Spirit, in the Bible, in Ezekiel, it also says, God says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my ways. So born of water and born of the Spirit, cleansed, and a new heart and a new spirit. Now you might be very happy this morning with your first birth certificate. You might be very proud of who your named parents are. But there might be some of us this morning listening who are not that proud of who our named parents are, or some of us that don't have the privilege of knowing who should be named on our birth certificate. And some of us might even not have a birth certificate. We might be refugees. Our birth certificate may have been lost. And in a sense, we've lost the privilege of having that identity document. But I want to remind you this morning that you actually have a second birth certificate in your name that says born of God, born from above, child of God, and that that birth certificate cannot be taken away, that your name is written in heaven. Your name is written in the book of life, the Bible says, engraved in the palm of his hand. And you actually don't need a passport to see his kingdom. You just need a birth certificate. And if you have received Jesus and believed in his name, that he is the Messiah, the Son of God, then you've got that birth certificate and you may have life in his name. Because of that second birth certificate, we are able, like Greg encouraged us on Sunday, to put off our old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Because of that second birth certificate, we know that God has raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Because of that second birth certificate, we are able to pray, "Let your kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven." So Happy birthday to me today for my first birth, but for all of us, every day, we can say happy birthday to us for our second birth. And we just thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice, for making the way, and Father God, for giving us this great salvation. We praise your name this morning. Amen.